The Health and Wellbeing Show.
Kevin, welcome into the studio. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Fantastic. Delighted to be here. Yeah, fantastic. Before we delve into the sort of the main topic of discussion today, would you mind reminding our listeners a bit about the work that Outlook Southwest do?
Okay. Outlook Southwest provide psychological therapies for people with anxiety and depression. And that's people who are 16 years and older, anywhere in Cornwall. We're commissioned by the NHS so that if you have a problem with anxiety and depression, you can either be referred by your GP or you can refer yourself. I think about more than half of the people we see are actually referred by themselves. And at the moment, we're getting about 1,300 referrals every month for people with anxiety and depression. And what we provide is a short sort of spell of psychological therapy to try and sort of help people understand what's going on and to give them some tools to move forward in their life.
Are you able to break down some of the therapies for us?
Yeah, the type of therapies we provide do depend on the sort of problems that people have. You know, sometimes people come along because there's been a lot of bad things happening in life and they really just need a space to talk about things, take stock and sort of get a sense for themselves about what decisions they need to be making. There are some other people that have got problems that are probably more severe around depression or anxiety, where they're really getting stuck, and we offer a kind of therapy called cognitive behaviour therapy. A lot of people have heard of that now. I think cognitive behaviour therapy, or CBT as it's called, is really good for helping people understand what keeps that problem going and what do they need to do to actually try and help move forward and create a different sort of outcome.
Do you think a lot of the work that you do is actually equip people with the knowledge to sort of self-help?
I think, yeah, at the end of the day, it's all about trying to empower people, if you like, so that they know they've got a better sense of what it is that they need to do, a clearer direction. And at the end of the day, hopefully they've got some skills and some tools that they might not have had before, but then they can apply those in the life to come.
Do you find in your line of work that there are still some misunderstandings around anxiety and depression?
I think yes. I think there's still a lot of people that think that it's a terrible affliction and or it's a sign of weakness. And it's a sad fact that that we know that at about 50% of all of those people with anxiety and depression don't actually seek help because they feel embarrassed or ashamed. It makes them feel uncomfortable. You know, and one of the things that we're trying to do all of the time is to actually, you know, how can we make it easier for people to access the services?
Tell us a bit about acceptance and commitment therapy.
Okay, acceptance and commitment therapy is a real mouthful, isn't it? It's a long goal phrase. And in the business, we use the initials ACT. We use ACT. So we talk a lot about ACT. Now, ACT is relatively new. It's been sort of developed over the last 10 years or so, mainly stemming from America, but it's becoming increasingly popular. It's a kind of CBT, but it has some sort of slight differences. And I can talk to you about those in a moment. Just to say that the research around ACT is really exciting at the moment because, you know, it's a lot of people, we're getting evidence that it helps a lot of people with anxiety, depression, really severe problems, and also some sort of very long-term physical conditions as well can all be helped by ACT. So back to the question, what is ACT? ACT is basically, there are two sort of parts to ACT. And I think one of them is based very much on the idea that when people have got problems with anxiety and depression, they end up having a bit of a struggle with themselves because these are feelings that we don't like. And a lot of people, when we've got feelings that we don't like, we try and get rid of them. We try and push them away, or we try and numb them with alcohol or drugs or we try and avoid things so that we don't encounter these feelings. And what we find is that the more people get into this struggle, the actual worse the problem gets. I mean, if I could just give you an example of someone I met recently, they had a big problem with social anxiety. And for about 15 years, their way of dealing with that problem was to actually avoid going into a whole heap of situations. And it had really got in the way. They weren't working. They were very isolated. They'd stopped all of their education. All because it was a bit like, when I get this problem sorted out, then I can get on with my life. And one of the things that we're trying to do is, rather than get, you know, help people to stop struggling, if you like, and we're trying to develop a different way of being, which means trying to sort of learn how to accept some of these difficult thoughts and feelings, which sounds sort of quite a bit sort of American and a bit New Agey, but we use the principles of mindfulness to help people get a different relationship with their problems, so that they're still there, they're not changing them, but they're not so dominated by the problems. And another big part of ACT is where we look at helping people to try and get a sense of what is the life that they would really like to be having if they weren't having problems, if life was going well, what's important to them, you know? And that's a really big question. And I think a lot of us lose sight of that, you know, on a day-to-day basis. In fact, there are a few people that have quite serious illnesses. They talk about a wake-up call, and they will say, since I've had this wake-up call, I've realised how important life is. And what we try and do in ACT is actually to get people to really tune in to what is important in their life. You know, what is important about work? What is important about their leisure and their self, their health, their relationships? And we say, you know, if things were going well, what are the sort of things you'd want to be doing in your life? So there's these two things. First of all, trying to get a better handle on problems. But on the other hand, trying to map out the sort of life that you'd really value, that you'd really want to have, and to see whether you can actually point yourself in that direction.
What has the response been like to this therapy?
We've been doing quite a few groups across Cornwall. Saltash and Truro and Redruth. And one of the things we're finding, which we're really, really pleased about, is that we get people from all walks of life, from all ages. And the last group I had, two people who were in their 80s, and people are actually loving it. What we're actually finding is people are describing it as life-changing. They're learning some skills around, you know, about finding out about themselves, but also finding out about what's important. And they're doing things differently, which is great. And, you know, from our point of view as well, what's really good is that levels of anxiety and depression are coming down as people sort of work their way through this process. It does take a bit of work. You know, it's a bit like if I was to talk to people here about how to lose weight or how to cook a meal. You don't actually learn anything until you actually go and practice or do some exercise, or you actually do some cooking. You actually have to put into practice some of the things that are involved rather than just knowing about them in your heads. But, you know, overall, it's been really exciting, the impact that it's had on people.
Now, obviously, you've mentioned that this is fairly new, this therapy and this concept. But you also mentioned it takes a bit of time. How many sessions would you expect people to have before they're really equipped?
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit like how long is a piece of string. It does depend on the severity of the problem. But a lot of the ACT courses that we've been delivering actually run over 6 weeks. They're about a two-hour session every week for 6 weeks. So you're looking at 12 hours in total. And for many people, you know, the last course I ran in Saltash, most people were actually coming below the scores for anxiety and depression. It was having a favourable impact on them.
If people want to find out any more information about maybe this therapy or any of the other work that you do, how can they get in touch?
Yep. Okay. Well, it should be easy. You can either ask your GP to refer to us, or you can pick up the phone and ring 01208 871 905, or you can make a referral on our website so Google Outlook Southwest and you'll find us there.
Perfect. And before you go, I just wondered if perhaps you might have any pieces of advice. January and February with the winter, they can be quite depressing months, really, a bit down. A lot of people suffer from winter blues.
Yep.
Are there any sort of tips that you could give people to kind of pick themselves up during this time?
some of the tips may be obvious, but I think having some sort of a plan, what do you, you know, what do you